last week's parsha ended, Moshe came down from the mountain for the second time. When the people looked at him, he glowed, he looked like an angel. They're afraid to come near him. It's interesting because they'd underestimated Moshe. They thought that if Moshe was away for so long, he couldn't possibly still be alive. And now he comes down, and they realize he's alive, but not just a regular person. Moshe glows, and they're afraid. We're told then that Moshe has a mask. He puts it on, he takes it off. And this week's parsha begins that he gathers the people together. So you should realize that gathering together now is the talk that he gives them, which perhaps he should have given them the first time that he came down. But then he was busy because they were busy with a golden calf. He became busy with the golden calf. Now he has a chance to do what Moshe was really chosen to do from the beginning, and that is teach. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher, Moshe our holy teacher, angelic teacher, but Moshe our teacher. And if we really think about it, Moshe had, arguably, 613 places that he could begin to give his talk. But he gathers them together and says, this is what God had said, and he teaches them about Shabbat. He teaches them about keeping the Sabbath. He talks about working for 6 days, resting on the seventh, and very pointedly saying one should not cause fire to burn or light a fire on the Sabbath day. Now, there's a technical reason that Shabbat is taught at this point. Shabbat is connected to the building of the Mishkan. One of the things that Moshe needs to teach the people is about the building of the Mishkan, to give the instructions. And the laws of Shabbat are derived from the Mishkan itself. Now, in a sense, that just leads us to a different question, a new question. Why is Shabbat and the Mishkan, the tabernacle, connected? Why should one be derived from the other? So if we begin to think about this, Shabbat is about God's rest on the seventh day, which means our commemorating Shabbat is an extension of God's commemoration of Shabbat. And perhaps the biggest difference between, at least as far as this goes, the book of Genesis, Bereishit, and the book of Shemot of Exodus, is that we're told in the beginning of Bereishit that God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. But there was no implication of that in terms of human beings. When we get to the book of Exodus, after we've worked very hard, after we've been slaves in Egypt, and we learned something about working, now we're also told about rest. But there's another level to this. Shabbat is a time that God enters into our lives. Specifically, the people that worshiped the golden calf needed to be told, or perhaps even reminded, about the Shabbat. People that were searching for spirituality, false spirituality as it turned out in terms of the golden calf, needed a lesson in Shabbat, which very well could have served as an antidote to someone seeking spirituality, because that's really what Shabbat is. But the question that I had posed, why or what is the connection between Shabbat and the Mishkan? To a certain extent, the Mishkan is an absurdity. The Midrash spells this out when God says, build a Mishkan. God doesn't need a home. God isn't homeless. And the Midrash says that God is questioned by Moshe. What do you mean? What do you need a house for? And God says, it's not what you think, but I will contract infinity and put it into a space. Which means that Shabbat is all about what's called tzimtzum, contraction. God practices, as it were, self-control for the Mishkan. What Shabbat is for us is when human beings practice self-control. Which means we live in a society that man is firmly at the center of our world, of our own inner worlds. God needs to be the center of the world. Knowing that God created in 6 days and rested on the seventh is incredibly important. But in a sense, all of creation takes place when the infinite God holds back infinity and allows there to be coexistence. Shabbat is all about God's holding back infinity. Shabbat for man is about holding back and self-control, because that's what creates holiness. Holiness is not when we conquer and we give in to our every desire. Holiness is what takes place when we become separate, when we contextualize, we find the proper time and the proper place. Holiness is something which is special. Shabbat is a lesson in holiness, a weekly reminder about the greatness in man, that we have the ability of holding back our desires and thereby having a rendezvous with the Almighty.